What I was thinking that we would talk about today is the D1 check, morning net report, communications trailer, field day, and security and safety day. But I don't have much on that. As you know, the D1 shack now has a new radio and power supply and antenna. And it's all set up and running. Here's the picture of the radio set up. It's on your desk.
It's on a lab bench.
On the lab bench.
Did you get your antenna feed?
Yep, everything's good.
And there's the antenna. It's attached to a vent pipe, it looks like.
Beautiful.
Yep.
On the corner of the roof. Okay, and how's the morning net going? I know you weren't there a couple days.
Yeah, I was on travel and then I was sick, so today's the first day this week I did it. But we've been having, I think the most I ever had was 9, and the least was like 2 or 3.
Okay.
So, but it varies. Usually about 5 or 6.
Okay. Can I make one request? That if you're gonna plan, if you know you're gonna be out and miss, like on travel or something, can you just a couple days before send a note out to everybody and say that I won't be there?
Okay.
So that someone else can step up if possible.
Okay. I had said on the one that I'd be out until Tuesday.
Okay, I'm not sure if I saw that or not.
Okay, well, it was on the net report.
Okay.
I just put it at the top.
Okay.
Saying,
okay,
I'll be gone from last Thursday until Tuesday this week.
Okay, I just missed
that. Then I was sick, so I didn't actually get in until today.
Okay. But I also haven't noticed that you have improved the 2 meter, but it's not as good as D8 because, like, I'm one of the latecomers in my car often.
Okay.
And oftentimes D8 can hit me all the way in Lomita.
Oh.
And you have to be a lot I have to be a lot closer.
A lot closer.
Then
could be something shadowing the antenna.
I can hear her, but she can't hear me. But yeah. Don, like, if Don comes on, Don Taylor.
Yeah, he's in Redondo.
He's in Redondo. He can hear me, but and knows that you're not hearing me.
Sometimes.
So I don't know. Is the base important for the bottom part of that antenna to be above that cement, or is that not as important?
No.
That's a comet, isn't it?
It's got the three little ground.
Yeah, ground rods on it. I had one of those for field day, and I found out that running field day was one of the darn things at ground level was not worth a darn. But when I put a 10-foot pole up there, it seemed to increase the capability of it. Mm-hmm. So I went
roof.
Yeah.
It's a one-story building?
It's a one-story.
It's a tall one-story. Warehouse.
Yeah.
Could there be any tuning issues on the antenna? Is there anything to tune on it?
Just connect it and go. It's pretty darn good.
Okay. All right. Next,
what is it worth in A1? You're clear as a bell.
I should hope so.
Emergency communications trailer. Jason tells me, or I actually know, that the HF radio is back from repair. They replaced defective parts, a damaged trace circuit, readjusted, and they bench tested it.
Okay, good.
What we need to do is get some people together to actually test it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, as a first cut, just hook it up to the whip, the HF whip that's on there, and see if we can get anything.
Okay.
And communicate with anything. But any day that someone with general or better privileges is available, not counting, not me, I'm working on it. to test it, we need to coordinate a time.
Okay.
Are you, are you available? Any lunches?
Because
I know how to hook the power up to the trailer, and all the cables should be there.
Let's see what I've got this week.
But I'm glad that they were able to find something wrong.
Yeah, at least they
fixed it.
What actually was wrong with the radio, did they say?
I copied it off of the receipt. That's all it said. There were defective parts and a damaged trace circuit.
How in the hell did that happen, I wonder?
Beats me.
Somebody must
have
dropped it.
It's been bolted to the trailer for years and years.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next.
What exactly is a trace circuit?
You know,
I assume that they're talking about the circuit board.
Circuit board.
And the wires that are printed on the circuit board itself are called traces.
Okay.
And so I assume that's what they mean by that.
Well, I'll tell you what else you can do. I know Dave Ping, if you can get into his lab up there, he's got about a 100-watt or 300-watt, what do you call those, RF bridge?
Dummy load.
That you hook right to the antenna. What do you call that?
Yeah.
It sucks up the energy so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, a dummy load.
See how my mind is?
Yeah.
You know how things are going.
Well, we want to see how it works on a real antenna.
Yeah.
We assume that's what they did on the bench test.
Yeah. Next week, maybe Monday is the best day. It's kind of iffy.
Okay.
I mean, Monday's okay, but the rest of the week is kind of iffy.
Okay. Monday. Well, actually, Monday at lunch. I have a standing outing at Mondays.
Okay.
Tuesday?
I might be able to do Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday are probably... Well, it's going to depend. My husband is gone that week. And so
you're free, footloose and fancy free.
No, I have to actually get the kids to and from school. So I was going to see about telecommuting some of those days.
Take care of the kids, take care of the house, and wait for the husband to come back.
Well, I leave my house at 5:15 in the morning, so usually he's responsible for getting them to school, and then I pick them up from school. So I'll have to
maybe.
Yeah, you just have to come in late for a while.
Yeah.
No, that would be an idea.
But he leaves Tuesday and comes back Thursday or Friday. I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't have to be next week.
Maybe the week after is better.
Just let me know when you're available.
All right.
And we can pop over and do it.
Is there an auto tuner in the? Is there an auto tuner in the little trailer?
No. We don't have an RL tuner. We don't have any tuners.
What frequency is that whip?
I don't know.
Is it?
Works from 80 through
20
meters 30.
Or 20 or 40, I'm not sure.
Yeah, 80 through 30.
80 through
30? Or 80 through 20?
I don't know.
80 through 10, if I remember right.
Okay. So anything.
But with that darn whip, you need a tuner on the darn thing. I know they didn't have it before, but we found out that one time you needed a tuner because you might tune up something in frequency that just does not cooperate with the radio.
Okay. All right, so we'll get together and do that. And then security and maintenance radio is going to be installed soon to replace the old one. They're no longer even using those frequencies anymore. Mm. They're going to take that out and put that in. That's for emergency use. And we also need to make a time where we can move the radios to space them out before field day. Because remember last field day we were too crunched next to each other. He had for the packet system, he's got a redeploy monitor already. And he has a computer He's asking me for a list of users for the computer, and I'm just going to give him a list of all the members of the club. Mm-hmm. That way, everybody will be able to do it. And if the retirees are not allowed, then we'll just put them on someone else's account.
Asking a question, how many retirees do you have coming back?
That are members of the club?
Yeah.
Oh, quite a few, maybe six or seven. Mm. And that's for using for packet. And I don't know much about packet, so we need to learn about it or whatever and figure out if we can do that. Because that's another thing we could do on field day is we get extra points, even more points, if we make USOs on packet, too. Because they want you to do every band. And so we want to set that up as a station that can be run, too.
Yeah.
We need to pick... I'd like to try and use as much of ours or security stuff for the trailer as possible. So we need to figure out a portable tower to buy and an HF antenna.
I thought we had
suggestions for. I don't know if we wrote them down before or not.
I thought we just bought. Didn't Joe just buy like this Step IR thing?
Okay.
Step IR, the vertical.
A portable Step IR one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one to crank up for the
crank,
that's
crank
a darn good machine, but it only goes down to 40, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we want to go all the way to 80 or 160?
No, you just need to from 80 to 10 meters mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 40 meters, 20 meters, sometimes 80.
So Joe may have an antenna.
That's the reason G5VRs are good for field day, because of their wide coverage.
What kind?
G5VR. It's a wire antenna, about 102 feet long. It goes from the...
Do we just need two towers for that?
That's all you
two
need.
Fiberglass towers.
It will cover from 80 up through 10 meters.
You need a tuner for that, right?
No, you don't need a tuner for... Well, yes, you do. You should get a tuner because it's a multi-band antenna. And without a tuner, there are spots in it that it can do, like, you know, on 80 meters, it's about 300 megs wide on 80. And there are spots on there that you can tune on 80, but to get the whole 80-meter band, you do need a tuner.
Okay.
But since you're only running 100-150 watts,
mm-hmm.
you can get one of those little $200 tuners that'll do 200-300 if it's an auto tuner. All you do is plug the darn thing on and crank it up and go with the darn thing, and it automatically tunes.
Okay. And another portable tower and antenna for VHF. But I was thinking we have... I'm remembering from last field day, I found individual fiberglass whip antennas for each of the VHF bands. What we ended up doing was using a single antenna and just everybody uses the same antenna. The problem is you can't transmit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we should do is have a separate tower and antenna for each band that we use. Maybe just 20, just fiberglass towers, but I don't know the brand or anybody to pick.
Where do you guys plan on parking the trailer for field day this time? Same place?
That'll come up. I'm thinking the same place. It seems a good spot. It's easy for the retirees and quasi-public. It's easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It has the restroom right nearby. We can use our generator and all that. So
yeah.
I don't and see a need to change the spot. Maybe in a couple of years when we're much better at this, we can go to a truly public place. But I think while we're still starting out, I would think that's a good spot. Okay. Field Day, that's their new logo. Objectives, work as many stations as possible in all amateur bands, excluding 60, 30, 17, and 12. And learn to operate in abnormal conditions. It's going to be June 27-28. Same at times as last year. Any amateur band except 12, 17, 30, and 60. Volunteers. We're going to have to... I think we need to do more advertising to the club to get more volunteers to come and do it. I was thinking VC1 for the location.
I think that's good for...
I think it's fine.
Everything you cited, I think, was exactly right. Yeah. Yep. It's a great location.
I know we have... These are the... Oh, I didn't put packet. But we should add that. But we should add in packet as well for a band if we can.
Is packet...
It's 2 meter.
It's part of Field Day?
Yeah, you can do packet. You can get contacts on packet. And so those are the radios that we have. But we can add more if we have people that want to run. Like if someone wants to bring their own HF rig from home, we could be doing multiple HF bands at the same time.
We'll probably bring one.
I'm sure, yeah, you have your own tower as well, an antenna. We can probably set that up separately too. Make sure you have plenty of coax, because we might have to separate the antennas a bit.
Yeah.
Separation of the antennas is when you're running HF is really great. If you've got one on one side of the darn thing, you need another one maybe 200, 250 feet away to keep out the interaction.
Yeah, we could probably run a cable across the parking lot or along the edge of the parking lot and put another antenna along another fence, because that fence helps support it too. So, radios use the stuff that came from the club and personal, and we could always pull stuff out of shacks, too.
Yeah, that's true.
For that time, we can pull our radios out of the A3 shack is convenient, but even if we get some more D8 volunteers, they can pull some of the D8 radios out and do them if we have enough people to man them.
Yeah.
I mean, we had... few people last time, but hopefully we can drum it up and get more people.
If we do that, is it worth taking some before and after pictures of the shacks?
Of course. Yeah. Make sure that document everything you undo so that it can be redone very easily. Take pictures before you pull them out, things like that. And that's it. That's all I have. Security and Safety Day, I tried to find out when it is, but I haven't found out when it's going to be. Probably Jason will know if they're going to have one this summer, because I'd like us to make a showing there, too, if we can.
Yeah, that would be good.
But I have to find out when it is. I'll make a note for next time to find out that.
So are you going to send out an email about Field Day, like
mini
now?
Emails.
Mini email, like starting now.
Okay. Okay, I was going over one old sheet I had, the portable repeater project. What we decided on that was to do a crossband repeater, didn't that? That's being replaced.
Yeah. I looked in the manual, and there's
Ross
stuff
Van
about
and Peter
that.
Do it, meaning what?
If there's an emergency.
Oh, okay.
And we want to have some sort of a repeater set up. The easiest portable system would be a crossband, because it's a function in many of the mobile rigs that you just turn on. And
it's sort of like a remote base where you have 440 in and 2 meters out and
right,
vice versa.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that.
And then that would, that if we have dual band HTs, then that would work with all the people around campus.
You know it.
And so what I think we need to do is, I believe the radios in the trailer are all single band.
The one that we just got for the D1 shack has that capability, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that will be in the D1 shack, will
That's
be crushed.
True. That's true, it probably will be.
So...
you guys, you're going to keep it now, aren't you?
Can you search for a good radio?
It's a mobile
radio that has this capability that we can either just stick in the trailer or don't buy it, but because we might be able to get security and safety to pay for it.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Just look for a candidate. And then we can set it up into the trailer as a repeater solution.
Okay. Sounds good. VHF, of course.
Bernie's not here. And solar, we talked about the POC trailer and the DH shack remote control. I don't know if that's going to happen ever or not. Actually, I had another idea on that, but... we'll see if it's going through.
So, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Of course, you turn on the crossband on the unit you're using, a repeater, but don't you have to program all the other radios that are going to talk to it?
They just need to know the two frequencies.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll talk on one of the frequencies, which will be the input to the repeater. And since most of them, you can have two frequencies going at once, and then what they hear back will come back to them on the set, on the other frequency.
Anyone have any idea if the cheap handhelds can be programmed that way?
I believe so. Almost. If it's a 2 meter 440, most likely it can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, all things can all do unique split. Yeah.
So do they have two frequencies at once, or do they switch frequencies when you hit the button?
Like my radio here, I have my two frequencies are 147.510 on one. I have two channels at the same time, so it can receive on both channels at once.
Okay.
So if I get anything on the 147.510, our simplex frequency, the sound comes out. If I get anything from the repeater, the sound comes out as well.
Okay.
And so what I would do is if we had the 2 meter as the input, we would talk on 2 meter, but we would listen on the 440. And you don't have to do anything to the radio. You just have it set up so that you're transmitting on 2 meter.
Mm-hmm.
And listening,
and it'll always listen on both, but there won't be anything coming back on both.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so if you have a dual receiver or a dual watch, you can set it up using both channels, or you can set up an odd split on a single channel.
Right,
but not all radios can do that.
Well, on the field day, you'll be running simplex anyway. You won't be running a repeater at all.
No. I know, but this repeater is for emergency use for the trailer.
Right.
It's so that we could have better reception at aerospace. Because, like, if some guys are down in the... Like what we did when we had some CERT exercises,
mm-hmm.
where we were in the bottom of...
The library.
Bottom of the library, the basement. It goes pretty far down there.
Yeah,
and
in there.
We couldn't hear them from at the trailer, but the guy standing at the door could.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would use a repeater to help that.
So if I remember right, a dual band, cross band repeater can just use one antenna? Is that...
Yeah. Because
yeah.
it'll...
On the NightNet app.
It'll transmit at the same time.
Thank you, Juliet.
From the Los Angeles Amateur Radio Club, we have three remote bases. One out in Los Angeles, one out in Costa Mesa, and another one out in San Bernardino. And those guys generally come in to 430 on 440. They've selected a frequency, three different frequencies, and they all come out to 144.440. And so when I'm running the net, I can hear them all coming in on me like they're right. They're nine over. Right there. Thanks to those bases. They work pretty good.
So we have, I've printed out the packet for field day. If you want me to go over anything, I can.
One question, Kurt.
Yeah?
On the 220... You're running sideband on the 220 or just FM?
I think it's just FM. It's. I don't think it's single sideband.
The reason that I ask, on 2 meter sideband and 440 sideband, you get good results on field day. On 220, they've got some sideband on 220. Finding a sideband 220 nowadays is like pulling teeth. They're very hard to find. But that's where all the action is instead of on FM for some reason.
Okay.
So think about it. You can pick up big points on 220 sideband if you have that capability.
Okay. So the I think we'll be a Class A station again. The only question was whether we were emergency operations centers, because we're using the emergency operations trailer. But reading it, I don't think we can be that. Because it says an amateur radio station, emergency operations centers, Class F, is an amateur radio station at an established EOC activated by a club or non-club group. Class F operations must take place at an established EOC site. Mm-hmm. Stations may utilize equipment and antennas temporarily or permanently installed at the EOC for events. For the event, entries will be reported according to the number of transmitters simultaneous operation. Class F stations are eligible for a free VHF station. At Class 2F, they're also eligible for a GOTA station. But I don't think we're an established...
No.
For field day purposes, an emergency operations center is defined as a facility established by a federal, state, county, city, or other civil government agency or administrative entity. A chapter of a national or international served agency, such as American Red Cross or Salvation Army, with which your local group has an established operating agreement. A private company EOC does not qualify for Class AF status unless approved by the ARRL field day manager. And we're not going to get approval for that, I doubt it. So I think we're going to be just the regular Class A. But however many transmitters we end up with, and simultaneous operation. So, any more to add?
I guess we should find out what Joe has with this new antenna.
Yeah.
And figure out exactly what it is and if we can use it.
Can you write that down?
So we used that multiplexer line last year, and so you're thinking we won't do that.
I'm hoping we don't have to, because then we can Then we could transmit at the same time. Before, we had to wait until the other person is done talking and switch.
Possibly silly idea, if someone were to bring a gas barbecue to field day, would that be a useful thing?
Yeah, if we actually stay more than
bring
4 hours.
Bring the steaks along with it.
Yeah.
How long have you typically been operating?
Typically.
Last
year was the first time?
The first time in a long time.
All right.
Will you be participating?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get a hall pass from the wife.
I brought my kids last year.
Good sign.
Brought my husband and kids.
It starts Saturday around 11-ish, 10 or 11 is when you can start transmitting. I forget. We started a little early last time.
You can put up antennas as early as Friday.
Yeah, 24 hours in advance, and I had to have the trailer moved on Friday, because that counts as setting up.
Right.
We were done out of there by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, but it's actually a 24-hour event.
Right.
So it goes from...
It'll depend on who else
comes. Saturday at 10 till Sunday at 10.
Yeah.
Question on this.
Depending on what the time and stuff.
Question on the trailer storage. So if we get some more antennas, can we consider keeping them in the trailer so that we don't have to do a safari to?
All of it should. I think all of the portable stuff, and emergency use stuff, should be stored in the trailer permanently. Yeah,
it would be, of course, much more convenient.
Yeah, and some of it we left some of it, but. We'll have to go back and get some and this time too. I think what we can do also is we can gather the materials together in these meetings before field day, and then like practice setting them up and things like that, and then store them all on the trailer.
Yeah.
And so then all we have to do is have the trailer pulled out. We pull all the junk out and set it up on the day, and we don't have to be as many wandering around aerospace and scavenging on the day.
There's probably a real procedure for what I'm thinking of, but here's what I'm thinking. Would it be worth it on field day, once we're set up, to have someone get in a car and drive around the block or drive a mile away here and there and just check, contact the scene?
That's fine. Yeah. If they can receive the signals in their car. See how we're transmitting.
Just get an idea.
Yeah.
There's
that
probably
help us to see if we have any breaks in the antenna like Teresa had.
Wouldn't it be better to just have someone in one of the shacks? Like a DA shack or something?
Yeah.
Well,
then you can get further away.
Further away
in the car. But we'll also know if we're just not... We listen on field day... And we're just not getting contacts. But other people that are nearby are getting contacts. Other El Segundo folks are contact. We can hear them contacting this guy, and then we can't.
You get a pretty good idea that way.
But that's during the contest. It'd be good to do some tests.
The worst enemy on field day is the coax.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not properly coiled or does not get things squared away, you will kink it every time. And I noticed a lot of the time, instead of using a LMR-40, you were using the 270, the thin coax, which is good up to 1,000 watts, pretty good. But the darn stuff kinks like mad, so you got to be careful with that darn stuff.
Especially if you try to pull it through a hole 10 feet up, it's this big.
Yeah, and if you kink it, it'll kill you every darn time, and you'll never find it till field day's over with.
So it's fun to do. We had a lot of fun on the field day, making the contacts and stuff. But we need to be a bit. Let's try to be a bit more prepared this year.
Do any of the shacks have one of those little small SWR portable SWR meters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen
one of those in the A3.
Bring one of those with you at field day because they're invaluable at finding out hints and kinks.
Yeah.
Invaluable. Okay.
I guess we should start a list.
Loose connectors and whatever. see, we'll help you out like there's no tomorrow.
So this is the March meeting, so we'll have the April and the May meetings before. Okay.
I think the June is actually before it, but it's like just the Thursday before, and it's the following Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that's just the final. Mm-hmm. And also, on a personal note, I will be out of town from May until the week before this. I'm going to be on travel, personal vacation for 3 weeks before this.
And who's going to take over in your place?
Vice President.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're talking about this now. That being the case.
But there's no meeting then. I won't miss a meeting, but okay. I will be out of town for, like, if we're doing prep on the trailer or whatever, we need to do it in May.
So I'm looking into the crossband repeater radio.
That's not necessary for field day.
For field day, okay.
That's not necessary.
Who's looking into the antennas?
Well, I'm going to send an email to Joe and find out what we've got for the HF.
I think that's what we should do first and see what we have in house.
And you've already suggested a couple times at one of our meetings we make it an activity meeting to try out the antenna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's try and do that, not the May meeting, but the April meeting.
Next meeting.
Okay.
Next meeting.
Maybe at the trailer, setting up stuff.
Okay.
Checking things out.
Right. And we'll stuff to the trailer for
when we're in the trailer. We're still on generator, even if it's in its normal home.
No, we have a patch cable that we can plug it. We unplug the RV and plug the trailer in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
We have a cable that we can do that, so we don't have to run generator.
Okay. I wouldn't know, or even is it obvious?
We know how to do it.
Yeah.
I know how to do it, and I'll teach you when.
Yeah, I'd like to find out. That'd be good. Splendid.
You guys are still using the same old two-cylinder generator that we had before. 7,000 watts.
Where's the top? Down.
Oh, cart.
Wheels on the generator.
Oh, man. Yes. I have no wheels on the generator.
Oh, man, that thing's heavy, and I'm not lifting anything right now. For the next 6 months.
Oh.
Oh, because you're already lifting an extra person?
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm not
going to
lift that generator.
No.
No, get wheels on the generator. I'll
put that, write that down on the
wheels on generator.
Email Jason to
make
sure.
Maybe we should order a recliner chair for Teresa on
field day. Speaking for your own.
And if I stepped over the line, I apologize.
I've got a couch in my office. I can just... take a nap.
Anything else? All right, we're dismissed.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just get those emails out.
Very nice.
At least once every 2 weeks.
Send an email to Joe, find out what's going on. We need to send an email out just alerting everybody. Field day is coming. This is what our tentative plan is. Let's all volunteer and go and have fun.
But you would still target that Saturday, start in the morning, and then run as long as we can.
So you're coming back from vacation a few days before field day?
Uh-huh. 6 and 10.
Okay, so between now and when you leave, I'd like to work with you and write down specifically, the state thing should be in when you get back, so I make sure they're in on the state. I think just along the lines of what we talked about. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. 2.5.
Well,
yeah,
looks like you got your assignment already for field day.
Yeah.
You could probably put a 5 year on what would you say by then.
I was afraid you guys would be hardcore and kind of doing like.
Oh, all no. Night. We're not going to. All night. It's not going to be. I mean, maybe if we have like. 30 people or something.
If we get more volunteers.
If there are only 5, then we're not going to do all night. There's no way. But yeah, if we had a lot, it's just, I think the goal is to do more than last year.
Okay.
How much did we do last year?
Oh.
I think we had like 30 or 40 contacts.
That's darn good for beginners.
Yeah. That's a in a long time. Yeah. Called Used to Do Field Day. That was before my.
We had like three on
was
HF.
It in a,
three or four on
did
HF.
Did you submit all the stuff to a.
I think so.
ARL.
I think I did.
Oh, that's the other thing. The ARL requires all that stuff to be submitted online now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are programs.
And I bought the program. I already own the
bought
program.
The program, good, because I was going to offer mine up just in case.
No, I have the program from last year for the computer.
That works very good.
Yeah.
If you can computer log while you're doing your thing and do everything as it goes. All you got to do is type in the call sign and bing.